Jacob Hennenkamp over at third. There's a strike called and 2-1. At second base, it's Joe Stengler over at first base, Hunter Rademacher. And the 2-1 pitch coming from Jalen Arsenault. Line foul down the right field line. That's into the fan section, and somebody with a bare hand catch in the bleacher section down the right field line. Catch. 2-2 the count to Neil Anderson. Arsenault kicks, delivers, and here's a ground ball to short. Charged by Leaser. The flip to second. They get the force. And that'll do it for New Munich in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and the bases left loaded. After five, St. Martin 3, New Munich nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action on KAFM. We're back in 1 minute.
Don't let pesky insects ruin your summer fun. Head to Kramer Lumber and True Value for great deals on Raid Insect Repellent. Right now, get a two-pack of Wasp and Hornet Killer for $79.99, less a $2 mail-in rebate. 14-ounce aerosol spray kills wasps and hornets in seconds from up to 20 feet away and even destroys larvae and pupae in the nest. Hurry in! Don't miss out on this bargain of the month along with other insect repellent at great prices. Kramer Lumber and True Value. Behind every project is a true value. Limit one rebate per household. Customer responsible for taxes and fees.
For good conversation and your favorite libation, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and is always willing to serve up your favorite beverage. Corky's plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Don't forget to stop for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 till 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's carries electronic pool tabs. Good luck to the Richmond Royals from Corky's in Richmond.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the sixth inning, St. Martin leading New Munich 3-0. Matthew Schlung, the number 9 hitter for the Martins, will lead it off. Then to the top of the order, and Kyle Leaser and Michael Schlung. Jim Tuohill on the mound has gone the distance so far, giving up 8 hits. And here's a fly ball to left field. Coming in and making the catch is Hunter Rademacher. One out for the Martins in the sixth. Kyle Leaser comes up to the plate. Kyle's uniform looks like he could be part of the ground.
Yeah, he's been in it enough today.
Yes, he has. Sliding home plate. He was cut down trying to score. A single last inning. Kicks the first pitch from Jimmy Tuohill. Ball 1-0. Got a double off the left field fence in his last at bat. Stings this one foul down the left field line. Side fence and comes back into play. And 1-1 to Leaser.
Watch these guys that play some college ball for St. Cloud State. They really have some speed bats, don't they? They take hard swings.
They do not get cheated on their cuts, that's for sure. Here's a changeup that Leaser smacks to left field. Rademacher's going to watch that one go off the fence again, and Kyle Leaser will pull into second base with a double, his second double of the ball game. He's 3-for-4.
Almost identical, wasn't it?
Very close to identical, yeah.
It's a little hype to them. He has 2 home runs.
So, 3-for-4 for Kyle today, a pair of doubles, and here comes Michael Schlung into the plate with one out. Buckman leading Avon in Region 8C action. Going on right now, bottom of the sixth inning, 5-1 last we heard. Buckman over Avon. Michael Schlungen takes low for a ball, 1-0. Some other finals today in Region 8C. Nisswa, they were defeated by Fort Ripley, 9-1, and Sobieski over St. Stephen, 4-1 in Region 8C action. 1-0 the count. Michael Schlungen takes low for a ball and 2-0 over in Region 1C today. Some finals, Sartell over North Branch, 7-1. Rum River beat Foley 6-1 today. And the last we heard in the bottom of the sixth inning, St. Joe and Mora were tied 1-1. Schlungen will take a strike called and 2 balls, 1 strike. Region 11 seed today, Granite Falls, where these games are being played. Cold Spring Rockies over Granite Falls, 5-4. 13 innings today. It was Sacred Heart over Eden Valley, 5-1. Here's a ground ball to short. Will Funk up with it. He will throw to first and get Michael Schlungen, 6-3 in the putout, two outs here in the sixth.
Kyle almost disrupted that play, too, at shortstop. He took a little bit of a daring stare at him and took out towards third. He took a look at him, Will Funk, and almost got to the point where it was going to be a late throw at first base.
Yeah.
Kyle always working out there. You got to give him credit. He's always hustling, always looking out for what he's supposed to be doing. And
gonna bring Taylor Holthaus to the plate, batting with the runner at second. Taylor checks, swings. The ball goes into his dugout over at first base, and the count 0-1 to Taylor.
Okay, boys, I'm doing that for a purpose. That means be alive.
Yes, it is. 0-1 the count to Taylor. Kyle Leeser leads from second. Jim Toole delivers low for a ball and 1-1 to Taylor Holthaus. Ball and a strike. Toole's pitch. Another pitch almost same spot as the last one, low again. And 2-1. 3-0, St. Martin leading Dominick here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's Holthaus driving it down the left field line. This one in the corner, and foul.
He kind of knew it, I think. He was going to take off. Heck, I pulled it just a little bit much.
Long foul ball for Taylor Holthaus. 2-2 the count. Two outs. Earlier today, Meyer Grove over Richmond, 3-2. Lake Henry beat New London Spicer, 10-3. Holthaus takes strike three, called, and he's rung up on strikes, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played 5.5, St. Martin 3, and Dominick nothing. More Region 15 seat baseball action in a minute on KASN.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Contact North American Insurance Agency in Belgrade, Earl Rosa today at 877-254-3191.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Region 15 seat baseball action brought to you by the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill here in Dominick, Decker Feed Service, Central Minnesota Realty, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, CHS of El Rosa, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominick, BNS Excavating, Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, bringing us baseball today, Corky's Bar in Richmond, and Rambo Incorporated as leading it off, Ty Reller with a base hit into right field, takes that first pitch from Jalen Arsenault.
That was a C&I base hit, so to reach a swung on that second base. Not a lot on it, but it did enough to get through the infield.
Bottom of the sixth inning, John Gable to the plate. First pitch to John is high for a ball, 1-0. For Dominick, that's their fifth hit off of Jalen Arsenault today. Jalen has walked four. Here's a chopper to short. Leeser to second for one. The relay to first. 6-4-3 double play for the Martins. And tell you what, when Kyle Leeser starts those double plays, those things go so fast. Unreal.
They do. Yes, they do. Good turn by Schlungen at second base there, too. I believe that's Matthew.
So two outs on the double play, and here's Grant Johnson, the number 9 hitter. Grant is a low for a ball, 1-0.
Well, you look at Jalen's stats up there right now. He's only given up 5 hits. It seems like he's really struggled in this game, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and early on, he really did. He was looking for some control
right
early on.
He found something here now. He's got the curveball. Kind of, I think he took a little bit off of that curveball and worked on control a little bit here and throwing well right now.
The ball's one strike. There's ball three and 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. And there's the strike call, 3-2.
Looks like there's some rain by your place, isn't
there,
Randy?
Yeah, hopefully the pumpkins are getting a little rain by my place. And strike three called. That will do it, and Grant Johnson is out on strikes. So that's four to Munich, no runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 6-3-0 to St. Martin over New Munich. Back in a minute on KASA.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go. Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com. Scooters Trucking in Alrosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Lenars a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in Alrosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the Alrosa Saints.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Region 15C baseball action tonight brought to you by Audi Mutual Telephone Association, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Scooters Trucking, Land O'Lakes of Melrose helping us out with baseball. Brian Schlungen steps up to the plate facing Jimmy Toole here in the 7th. First pitch ball outside and 1-0. Schlungen drives this one to center field. Jacob Hinnenkamp getting to it out in right center field. We'll make the catch for out number 1 in the 7th.
Torrey Glass in right center field. You know, you tend to think that that thing was going to start carrying too, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. And it just kind of died.
It did.
Yeah. So 1 out. Here comes Scott swung into the plate. Jim Toole pitching. Scott lines this one to right field. That's a base hit. Nick Spangler will pick it up in right field. And Scotty Schlungen with his first hit today for the Martins. For St. Martin, their 10th hit off of Jim Toole. A 3-0 Martin lead here in the 7th. Bring Jared Overman to the plate. Jared Overman. Jared had a base hit in his last at bat. He's 1-for-3. Jim Toole's pitch, and Jared Overman laces this one just foul down the left field line. And 0-1. Region Baseball brought to you by Andy's Flooring and Remodeling. St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating, Stony Creek Dairy, the Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, the State Bank of Richmond, Pep's Pork of Spring Hill, Elrosa Grain and Feed, the Greenwall Pub, and Trappers Pub and Grub and Farming. The 0-1 pitch to Jared Overman, outside of ball, and 1-1. He's got a stat here a little while ago. There's 11 hit by pitch already so far in this regional tournament. I'd say the double plays are right there, too, just about now, aren't they?
Only 3 of them have scored, though, the hit batters.
Here's Overman, a chopper back to Toole on the mound. He'll throw to 2nd for 1, the relay to 1st. In time, there's another double play. You bet. 1-4-3, and that'll do it for the Martins in the 7th. No runs, 1 hit, no errors. And no one left on base. We played 6.5. St. Martin 3, New Munich nothing. Region 15C baseball comes back in a minute on KASM.
Pep's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
The seventh inning stretch being played here today at the New Munich. It's fun to see the little kids getting in to take me out to the ball game. Go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Jacob Hinnenkamp leading it off for New Munich. And the first pitch, a strike called from Jalen Arsenault. And 0-1 will be Hinnenkamp, Nick Stengler, Will Funk facing Arsenault. Jacob pops this one up foul. Go out of play. And just about a pot shot there. Can you imagine the thunk if you were in there? There's Hinnenkamp, another line drive down the left field line that is into some temporary fencing.
That's one of our new ones this year, the new pot shot.
And the count, one ball, two strikes. It's bouncing in the dirt. And the count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count to Jacob Hinnenkamp. It's a little bit low, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Hinnenkamp loops it to left, and that's going to be a base hit right in front of Taylor Holt's house. So Jacob Hinnenkamp is 2-for-3 today. He's been on base 3 out of 4 times. Out of the leadoff spot for New Munich. And they're going to bring Nick Stengler to the plate. Nick, 0-for-3 so far today. Reached on an error back in the first inning. Since then, a couple long fly balls. One on, nobody out in the seventh for the Silver Streaks. Stengler will pop this one up in the infield. Josh Stengler now swung in at second, calls for to make the catch for the out.
Wow. First pitch swinging here again by Stengler.
Did you see the little bit of a collision between Josh Stengler at first and Jacob Hinnenkamp? Josh kind of ran into Jacob, who was off the bag a little bit. And for the Martins, Matthew swung and ended up catching that ball. One out. Here's Will Funk. It's low for a ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes.
I think I'm going to have to text Johnny Leeser yet tonight and kind of give him the lowdown on who ate the most here today.
Well, it's all so good.
Oh, it is.
2-0 the count to Will Funk with one out. Hinnenkamp, the base runner, over at first. Arsenault's pitch on the outside corner. Strike called, and now two balls in the strike. 2-1. There's a shot up the middle by Funk. Whoa. That just about took out Arsenault again, as there has been a couple mean line drives right up the middle past Jalen.
A little gun-shy throwing it over in that part of the plate, don't you?
I would think so. And now Carl Leeser pops out of the dugout, going to go have a word with his right-hander. Minder, stick around. Our post-game show coming up. We'll name your Albany A&W, Richmond A&W, player of the game. Player gets a $10 certificate, compliments of Albany and Richmond A&W. Player also will receive a Chasm hat, compliments of Joe Gill and the Chasm Farm Department. Looks like that's going to be all for Jalen Arsenault. We have a pitching change.
Brian Schlungen, I believe, is going to go in and throw now.
Brian's taking the equipment off. So while we get the pitching change, let's take a 1.5 minute timeout here on KASN.
The State Bank of Richmond is proud to be a part of the community and continues to offer their existing and new customers specialized services such as home, business, and commercial loans. If you have a dream home in mind, an expansion of your farm, or are starting up a new business, give the loan experts a call at the State Bank of Richmond. Phone 320-597-2145. That's 320-597-2145. Or stop by and visit with them, the State Bank of Richmond. Located on Main Street, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Unparalleled quality, 10% better performance. Introducing all-new Heston Crop Packaging from AgCo Parts. Featuring polytwine, net wrap, sisal twine, and silage film. These products have been crafted with the same Heston quality you've relied on for years. And Heston Knot Strength is proven to perform 10% better than competing brands. Check out a full selection of new Heston Crop Packaging solutions. Visit Lake Henry Implement in Lake Henry today.
Who's got time for downtime in farming? That's why you should never risk putting cheap hydraulic fluids in your equipment. Today's sophisticated hydraulics need the advanced protection of Senex QuickLift HTV. It's the best way to protect transmission and hydraulic systems under heavy demands with double the gear load carrying capacity of ordinary hydraulic fluids.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. With Senex QuickLift HTV, you'll have the confidence when it counts. CHS Prairie Lakes, Agronomy, Energy, and Grain Marketing.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Yep. No, he didn't have that catch. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, back with you in a minute. We got a pitching change for St. Martin, Don.
Coming in the pitch right now will be Brian Schlungen. He'll be relieved of his duties behind the plate by Tyler Ritter. He'll come in to catch. He'll be going in and Jalen Arsenault's spot. So he still will be DH4 by Jared Overman, unless they decide differently.
Brian Schlungen getting some warm-up tosses here in the seventh inning. Brian Schlungen, hard-throwing a right-hander, has done a little bit of relief work this year. I think he was more of a relief man in his younger days.
Not very old yet, Brian, is he?
I think he is 25 right now. Yeah, he's going to be 26 probably. Yes. That'll do it for Brian Schlungen. So he'll talk with the new catcher, Tyler Ritter. And Joe Stengler will be coming to the plate. Martin's leading 3-0 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Joe Stengler comes to the plate with runners at first and second and one out.
Supposed to show you keep this game close, Randy. One crack of the bat here, you got a tie ball game.
Stengler.
Joe can do it.
Sets himself in the box, and Brian Schlein's first pitch right down the middle, strike one. On deck, it is Hunter Rademacher. One out. Runners there leads. Schlungen looks back to second and comes home. And Stengler lifts it to left field. This one back in the corner. Holtel's giving chase. Makes the catch right on the line. Right in front of the 331 sign. Joe Stengler making a bid. Wow. Oh, what a catch by Taylor Holtel.
Some of that left is bad. I thought I had a chance.
So the second out of the inning, and it'll be Hunter Rademacher up at the plate.
Munich's left a lot of guys stranded on base rate today, 3-6-9 so far.
Here's the pitch by Brian Schlungen, a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And looks back to second. Now Hunter taps it on the ground slowly to second. Schlungen up with it. Will throw to first. 4-3 in the putout. And Brian Schlungen comes in. Closes the door on the Silver Streaks threat here in the seventh. No runs. Two hits. No errors. Two left on. We played seven. It's St. Martin 3, Numidic nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action. We're back in a minute.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your homeowner policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stay, Jolene Zachman, and Maggie Haynes. Your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub & Grub in Farming. Trapper's Pub & Grub Grill opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Stop by for the nightly specials beginning at 5 p.m. Tuesday nights, it's all-you-can-eat tacos. Wednesday, it's burgers and fries. And Thursday's chicken and ribs just can't be beat. Friday, it's all-you-can-eat fish and $5 for a pound of wings. And Saturday, from 5 until 10, single-topping pizzas just $7.50. Find us on Facebook for specials or trapperspubgrub.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Jimmy Toole begins the eighth inning, and Josh Stengler at the plate. Josh rips it in the left field, a base hit for the Martin first baseman.
Solid base hit through the hole, being short to the third.
Josh Stengler, his second hit today.
Wasted no time, took that first pitch that was kind of down on the inside corner. We're getting a pinch runner over here at first base. Looks like number 27, Logan Arsenal.
So Logan Arsenal will get an opportunity to get a region appearance. Here's Austin Arsenal at the plate. Austin looking to bunt, puts a nice bunt down the first baseline. Joe Stengler out, throws to first they get. Austin Arsenal by, no, that was actually Chaz Hennon pitch hitting.
Oh, that was
Chaz Hennon was pitch hitting for Austin Arsenal. So the sacrifice in order. 1-3 on the putout. So Chaz Hennon did the job, got the sacrifice down. Josh Stengler's runner, Logan Arsenal, out at second now. And here's Matthew Schlungen.
Well, we had a report from Farming. They had a half inch of rain in Farming. It's done raining. Game should be on pretty close to being on time.
We saw that big cell. Showed a lot of red. Oh. Here's an air on Will Funk as it was a ground ball to short. He looked the runner back at second and then overthrew Ty Reller. So an air. Matthew Schlungen will reach first. And on to third goes Logan Arsenal. The second air of the ball game for the Silver Streaks.
I think Will's got both of them, doesn't he?
Here's Kyle Leeser. He'll line it to Will Funk at short, and a great play by Will.
Man.
Kyle Leeser making a bid for his fourth hit today. Diving back to first base with Schlungen.
Hits the ball hard, doesn't he?
So two outs here in the eighth inning. Looks like Buckman beat Avon today in a winner's bracket game 6-3 over in Region 8C in Avon.
That's a seeding game.
That is a seeding game. Michael Schlungen at the plate. Michael so far today, 1-for-3 with a sacrifice bunt. Pitch to Michael, a ball, 1-0. We're in the top of the eighth inning, a 3-0 St. Martin lead over New Munich. Three runs, 11 hits, and an error for the Martins. No runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for New Munich. There's a swing and a miss by Schlungen. Strike 1, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Jim Toole ready on the mound. Bit of an off-speed breaking ball there, and that's a strike call in 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 2-0 ready again. Here's a ground ball back to Jimmy on the mound. He goes down to his knees, throws to first. Tyrell are able to make the play. That'll do it for the Martins in the eighth. 1-3 on the putout. No runs, one hit, one error, and two left on. After 7.5, it's St. Martin 3, New Minnick nothing. Region 15 seed baseball action comes back in a minute.
For the best eating in New Munich, it's Shady's Bar and Grill. Stop in this weekend and check out their new updated menu with lots of new selections to choose from. Mark your calendars for the pork chop and sweet corn dinner served with baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner rolls Wednesday, August 16th, serving from 5 till 8. Wishing all the teams the best from Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich.
North American State Bank, your reliable community bank with offices in Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, supports the hometown teams. When you need a loan for agriculture, business, home, recreation, or a vehicle, you'll want to stop in and talk to one of their professional lenders. Also ask about a checking or savings account, credit and debit cards, IRAs, health savings accounts, and online banking. North American State Bank, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show on KASM Sunday nights at 7 p.m.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Yeah, I'm doing now
cover bottom of the eighth inning. Neil Anderson, the designated hitter for New Munich, will lead off the bottom of the eighth. Tyrell or John Gable set to follow him. Brian slung it on the mound. His first pitch to Neil, inside a ball, 1-0. More baseball coming up tonight here on KASM from Farming. Meyer Grove and Lake Henry, right around 8 o'clock or so, we'll have that coverage. We'll get the rosary between these two games tonight for you. Anderson, ground ball to second. That's going to go up the arm of Slungen over at second, and Anderson's going to be safe on the air. Second air for St. Martin.
Come up on him a little bit into the Randy.
Yes. So an error on Schlungen over at second. And here comes Ty Reller to the plate. Ty 2-for-3 today. Brian Schlungen's pitch and Reller behind on his swing and 0-1. With the cloudy skies, it's getting kind of dark here in New Munich. A little different perspective. Reller will follow this one. Back and out of play. To the count 0-2 to Ty Reller. The ball's two strikes. Reller again, a slicing line drive. That goes back by some kids who are fighting for those...
Hit that foul ball there.
Yeah, hit the fence that's keeping the cars out here. And Reller will take inside a ball. Now one ball, two strikes. Brian Schlungen wanted that pitch on the inside corner. That might have been sneaky pass if the home plate umpire didn't catch that.
I have a feeling, yes, it was.
Lead by Neil Anderson over at first. Here's the pitch, and Reller pops this one up in the infield. Kyle Leiser is going to let it drop. He'll flip to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. So making sure that Ty Reller is running it out.
That's a good play by Kyle Leiser.
And one down. Now Reller becomes the base runner. 6-4 on the force out. One out. And a swing and a miss by John Gable, strike one. John, so far today, 1-for-3. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning, 3-0 St. Martin, and Gable will slice this foul. Might have been another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, right over the bathrooms into some cars. We'll have to assess the situation. Reller the lead, and a swing and a miss.
Wow.
By Gable. He's out on strikes, and Brian is heating it up here. Two outs. And Grant Johnson, the number 9 hitter, comes to the plate. Grant so far tonight, 0-3, the number 9 spot. And the pitch to Grant, the ball, 1-0. Tyreller takes the lead at first. Here's Grant Johnson blooping it to Leaser at short. Kyle will make the catch for the out. That'll do it for New Munich. No runs, no hits. One error and one left arm. After 8, it is St. Martin 3, New Munich nothing. It's Region 15 seed baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
The longer you live, the more you know how valuable property can be. Whether the economy is up or down, it pays to own your own home. Whether you're buying, building, need to refinance, or borrow on your equity, let Freeport State Bank help. They're interested in making mortgages and home equity loans available to more homeowners with the kind of flexibility that makes more dreams come true. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Who's got time for downtime in farming? That's why you should never risk putting cheap hydraulic fluids in your equipment. Today's sophisticated hydraulics need the advanced protection of Senex QuickLift HTV. It's the best way to protect transmission and hydraulic systems under heavy demands with double the gear load carrying capacity of ordinary hydraulic fluids.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. With Senex QuickLift HTV, you'll have the confidence when it counts. CHS Prairie Lakes, agronomy, energy, and grain market.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, back at New Munich as we go to the top of the ninth inning, and Taylor Holthaus will lead it up for the Martins. It'll be Holthaus, Ryan Schlung, and Scott Schlung, and facing right-hander Jim Tuohl. Man's gone the distance today, giving up the 11 hits to the Martins. 3 runs. And the count to Taylor is at 2-0. No activity at all in the New Munich bullpen. Swing and a miss by Taylor, strike 1, 2-1. This is Jimmy Tool's game, I believe. The winner of this ball game will play El Rosa tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. The loser gets Regal tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, I believe. And Taylor Holthaus takes a strike on the inside corner of the count. Now at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ooh, and that's going to hit Holthaus right in the backside. So another hit batter.
How many for the mark?
And Taylor Holthaus to first base. Here's Brian Schlungen. Brian, so far today, 2-3. And a run scored. He's hit by a pitch. And Tuohl's pitch outside is Schlungen. Ball 1, 1-0. One out of the count. Here's Jim Tuohl's pitch again. There's ball 2. 2-0 of the count. Taylor Holthaus taking a lead over at first. Reller holds him there. Schlungen dribbles it back to Tuohl on the mound. Fielded at second. The flip 2. Funk covering second base by Grant Johnson. And they get the lead runner, Taylor Holthaus. Jimmy Tuohl deflected that a little, didn't he?
I didn't think they were going to get anybody there for a minute because
yeah.
That ball was doing something different when it got to Grant Johnson at second base. That was close play. Taylor
will score that 1-4-6. And we'll get a pinch runner.
Mitchell Thielen will be running over at first base.
Mitchell Thielen will run for Brian Schlungen, number 1. Mitchell Thielen, and the throwback to first, Thielen safe. Scott Schlungen steps up to the plate. Brian Schlungen will get a little breather before before he comes out on the mound. Here's Scott Schlungen looping it to right field. Nick Stengler coming hard. He'll make the catch out to right field.
Nice play by Nick out there. Good hustle.
So two outs. And Jared Overman to the plate. Jarrett hit in four appearances today. Jim Tool ready on the mound, and that's going to hit Jared Overman on the elbow. The second hit batter of the inning. Wow. And Josh Stengler to the plate.
They're mounting.
They are mounting quickly. Yeah.
What was the record last year, Don? 40-something?
It was 44. Here's Tool's pitch, and Josh Stengler takes a strike call, 0-1.
44 hit by pitch last year.
Killing out at second. Overman at first. And another breaking ball. That's a strike call in 0-2 to Josh Stengler. Two outs here in the ninth for the Martins. They lead 3-0. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, it'll be the top of the order for Dominic. And a swing and a miss by Stengler. Ball in the dirt, so Joe Stengler throws to first. And that will do it for St. Martin here in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. After 8.5, St. Martin 3, Dominic nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASN.
Unparalleled quality, 10% better performance. Introducing all-new Heston crop packaging from AgCo Parts. Featuring polytwine, net wrap, sisal twine, and silage film. These products have been crafted with the same Heston quality you've relied on for years. And Heston Knot Strength is proven to perform 10% better than competing brands. Check out a full selection of new Heston crop packaging solutions. Visit Lake Henry Implement in Lake Henry today.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Jacob Hinnenkamp will lead off the ninth inning for Dominic. He'll be followed by Nick Stengler and Will Funk. Ryan Schlungen on in relief of Jalen Arsenault tries to shut the door here on the Silver Streaks in the ninth. The first pitch, a called strike, 0-1. The ball is one strike. Pitch bouncing up to the plate. Dan, the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Schlungen delivers, and Hinnenkamp swings at the high fastball. And now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Here's Schlungen's pitch, and fouled at the plate. Count stays 1-2. Three runs, 11 hits, two errors for the Martins. No runs, seven hits, and two errors for Dominic. Hinnenkamp loops it over by first. Josh Stengler in foul territory makes the catch for the out.
The sun went away, so Josh got the chance to see that pop up.
Yeah,
though.
That's right.
He struggled with a couple of them earlier on in the game when there was kind of a hazy sun.
Nick Stengler comes to the plate. This game just right now about 2 hours old. Stengler takes high for a ball and 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Ryan Schlungen's pitch is high for a ball, 2-0 to Nick.
Oops, the game is kind of back on schedule, closer again, doesn't it? They're only out by about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
25 minutes. There's a strike call to Nick Stengler in 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Slungin's pitch, and Stengler swings and misses. Strike two, 2-2. How hard do you think he's throwing, Don?
Oh, I'd say
middle 80s.
I'd say right in that area.
Yeah. 85. The breaking ball from Brian, a little bit high, and the count full at 3-2. The ball looks a little more discolored, too, not the white baseball you start with. And Stengler pops this one up. Behind third, Kyle Leeser shading over, and will make the catch for the out behind Scotty Slungin. So two outs. And here's Will Funk. Will Funk today, 1-for-3 in the ball game with a walk. Here's Funk drilling at the left field, a solid base hit. Will gets his second hit, and this is the last two at-bats. He has really hit it hard. That'll bring Joe Stengler to the plate. Joe Stengler up at the plate last at-bat in the seventh inning. Came with two guys on. Drilled one to left field. Thought maybe we had a tie game, but Taylor Holthaus made a nice catch in that corner. Here's a pitch low and away. Nice stop by Ritter behind the plate. Tyler Ritter now in for Brian Slungin. Brian on the mound. And the count, 1-1, no strikes. Slungin's pitch going on the play is Will Funk. Throw to second. Will goes in safely. Interesting. Brian wasn't paying a whole lot of attention to Will Funk. That takes the force away out on the base path. And Joe Stengler readies himself at the plate. The count, 1-1. Joe pops this one over at first. Josh Stengler, right on the line, makes the catch for the out. That will do it for New Munich in the ninth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Your final score today, St. Martin 3. A minute, nothing. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back, name our ODNW player of the game. Recap this one for you in a minute.
Scooters Trucking in Alrosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Lenars a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in Alrosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the Alrosa Saints.
Pep's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products, and you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy and Don back at New Munich, Region 15C. And Don, we got three games in today already. And another good ball game here between New Munich and St. Martin, wasn't it?
3-0 ball game. Jalen Arsenal picked up the win. Struggled a little bit at first. He settled down later on in the game, and they brought Brian Schlungen in. Brian is tough in relief. He throws hard. He comes in. He throws strikes. He doesn't mess around much. He throws hard, and he gets those outs that you really need late in the game, and that's what you got to have. You got to have a guy that can come in after that starter can't go anymore and get these outs.
You bet.
Jimmy Toole goes the distance for New Munich. You know, he's a gamer. I'll tell you what, Jimmy Toole gave up 11 hits, but only gave up 3 runs.
And the thing is, his team unfortunately didn't score any runs for him today.
That's what
they had the opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
Look at that line score.
They left. I'll give you the line scores here, Randy. St. Martin, 3 runs on 11 hits. They committed 2 errors, and they left 13 on base. Silver Streaks had no runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 13 on base.
Wow.
So
wow. Lots of base runners, and Don, we got this game in just a little over 2 hours today, which is kind of, how did we do that?
I have no idea, Randy, but it's fun to watch the pitchers get on the mound and not mess around. You know, nobody's arguing balls and strikes very much anymore, and nobody gets in the umpire's face for 5 minutes or whatever it is, and the pitchers get the ball, they get back up on the mound and keep the game going. That's part of it. You keep your defense in the game, and your offense is ready to come back in the dugout, do some hitting, and it's good all the way around.
We're going to pack up the equipment, head to Farming. But before that, we want to remind you that St. Martin will be playing tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock against El Rosa at New Minnick right here.
Correct.
And it'll be New Minnick. They'll be playing tomorrow in an elimination game against Regal. That'll be at 1:30.
Correct.
Here. So also tomorrow, Richmond will be playing an elimination game. And that will happen at 4 o'clock tomorrow against New London Spicer.
Correct.
Here.
Correct.
So three games tomorrow. I think the brackets are all set up, ready for tonight and tomorrow's ball game.
Yes, they are.
We want to thank you for joining us, and we're going to name our Albany A&W and Richmond A&W Player of the Game tonight. Also, a complimentary chasm hat from the Farm Department at KASM and Joe Gill. And, Don, I'm going to give it tonight to Kyle Leeser. Kyle went 3 for 5 at the plate. He had 2 doubles, scored a run, and just played a spectacular shortstop again. Starting, I think, 3 double plays today, and I just played so well.
I'd have to agree with you on that. That's a great choice, Randy. And Kyle Leeser plays hard, plays very hard. Like you said, he hits the ball hard. Hit that one last time was a line drive to the shortstop, and it was right on the button, too, again. So his bid was for 4 hits today.
You bet. Kyle Leeser, congratulations. You'll get that Player of the Game award and the chasm hat. I want to thank our Region 15C sponsors who bring us baseball today, the Freeport State Bank, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, the Greenwell Pub, Al Rosa Grain and Pete, Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill, the State Bank of Richmond, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Kramer Lumber, True Valley in Melrose, Land O'Lakes in Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Kilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Albany Mitchell Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, DNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, CHS El Rosa, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa and Wilmer, the Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville, Central Minnesota Realty, Ecker Feed Service of New Minnick, Shady's Bar and Grill here in New Minnick, Meyer Grove Co-op at QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, and the Freeport State Bank. We pack our bags. Yep, the Griswolds on the mound. Here we go. Not quite to California, but to Farming we come. Get ready, Flames. We're going to make the Farming mile in about 15 minutes.
Yep, we're going to be on our way.
All right. We're going to send it back to the studios in Albany. Scott's got the rosary for you, some other programming, our inspirational selections. You'll get it all on KASM. Your final this evening, St. Martin 3, Munich nothing. Been listening to Amateur Baseball, Region 15C Baseball at KASM. For Don Heinen, this is Randy Rothstein. Talk to you in about an hour.